Hey, Veronica, this is Pete. Sorry the call dropped. I was actually just about to ask you for a good number to call you back, but I still had it on there, though. Don't worry. Is this a good number to reach you, though, in future reference? We just got a new phone system.
Yeah, this is here where I have my office.
Yeah. Perfect,
and then,
perfect.
I have my cell because I'm always on the road.
Oh, okay. Good, good, good. And I just had one more question for you. Are you 100% owner, Veronica?
Yes, I am.
All right. Perfect, perfect. Now, tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and, you know, I'll point you in the right direction, answer any questions you have.
Well, I've been getting lots of offers, mainly from the bank. But the bank that I bank with is PNC. It's a business account that we've had with them. The only thing is that I know it's really hard to be approved with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, my thing is that I've invested a lot into, this is a trucking company. I do a lot of transport.
Okay.
And also the harvesting part is I'm a crew leader. I go, my husband is a farmer. He's a grower for a farmer. What we do is we grow the tomatoes for the farmer, and then we have our workers come and do it. And instead of pick them, harvest them, and instead of us paying hauling, we use our own semi.
Oh, nice.
The thing is that it's been bad. The seasons over here in Florida has been really, really bad. So all my money is invested, and I just feel like I'm okay right now, but I just feel like unless this rain stops or something changes, you know, I want to send my truck over the road. I'm just looking for the right driver. And I redid all my endorsements. I did everything I had to do. The truck's legal, ready to go. I just have to find the right driver, which is hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to lose everything I've started.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do right now. I don't know which way is the best way to do. I really didn't want to do a loan, but I'm just looking at different things. And since
okay.
I see this letter, I was like, let me just call just to see.
Oh, of course.
I've never done a loan. Only loan that I've ever done for the company was when I got the semi.
So and you financed that, or did you lease, you finance that out?
Yeah, it's financed. It's not, I don't owe that much anymore.
You're still making a few payments on it, but pretty much all done? Okay, perfect, perfect. All right, yeah, we should be able to help you out. So, just bring you up to speed here, because working capital loans are, you know, fairly new since the recession. It's actually based on revenues instead of, you know, your credit history. It's still, we still look at that definitely, but it's a more of a sales-based loan, which is nice for some situations. And it's a lump sum loan, which means, you know, instead of like a line of credit, you get the whole thing at once. You know, say hypothetically I need 100k, we give you the 100k, and then the terms and the payback, and every, sometimes it'll be a daily, sometimes weekly, very few cases monthly, but you get a ACH withdrawal for a fixed amount every time. So say you take 100k out, and then your daily payment is like $100, again all hypothetical. You just make the payments every day out of the account until the loan's paid off. And how much money were you looking for, Veronica? Do you have a specific figure set in mind, or just
I want to purchase, I have a refrigerator right now for the semi, and that we purchased cash. I have two more semis. I have actually three semis, three 48-foot flatbeds, and I just purchased a refrigerator. The thing is that my refrigerator, when we bought it, it was doing really good. And when our season, we weren't using it, because when we're in our peak of our season, we don't use the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
We use the flatbeds. So I guess sitting there, I just found out that it's not working correctly, and it's gonna cost me money to fix it. And now I'm just like stuck, because that I need that refrigerator.
You need that. Mm-hmm.
To move the truck, because right now there's nothing dry. There's nothing for the flatbeds. Everything has got to be refrigerated.
Hmm. Where are you bringing the? So you grow the tomatoes in Florida, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then where's your main outsourcing point?
They go all the way the East Coast. You know, okay. Sam's Clubs, Costco's, Walmart's.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
They go over the place.
Do you have a lot of competition in your area, or?
There's not really. Not in my area. I'm in a small rural area right now, and
mm-hmm.
I mean, they're calling me for lots of jobs. I mean, I have the jobs. I just don't have the refrigerator right now.
You don't. How's your, you know, inventory of tomatoes? You said it was a bad season. Is that now, are you a little bit light now on, you know,
no,
inventory?
We're just planning right now. I don't know what you mean. I don't know how to explain inventory of tomatoes.
Yeah, I know. Basically, okay, you said it was kind of a slower season. Are you on pace to meet demand for all of your customers?
Yeah, okay. We've never been where
there's like a shortage. No, okay.
No, because what happens is once they get picked and we send them to the packing house, then from there we find the buyers.
Okay.
So it's not like I already have a demand for this much tomatoes. I know how much we can sell, but it all depends on how much I grow.
Process, yeah. Do you lose a lot in the transfer from the farm to the packing house to the retailer? Okay, that's good.
The best part. Once they get off that farm, we're good.
Nice. And then those are the only three steps: straight farm, into the truck, packing center, retailer.
And then they shipped out.
Nice. How'd you get into the industry, Veronica? I know you said your husband's a, you know, kind of a farmer,
my
grower.
Husband, he's the third generation of growing and farming. The thing is that for many years, my husband was in the trucking business, the semis.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad got really sick, and he noticed he missed a lot out in life. And he said, you know what, I'm going to get off the truck for a while. And the only other thing he knows how to do, and he's
farm.
Not used to having a boss, he's used to being his own boss, he went into the farming.
Perfect. Well, that's always good, though. It's nice to, you know, get back to your roots. No pun intended.
Yeah.
I'm actually from the East Coast. I'm up from New Jersey, New York here. I know New Jersey's got a pretty strong foothold in the tomato industry.
Yes, they do.
That's their thing. Yeah, so, you know, Veronica, like I said, it was a sales-based loan. Do you guys just ballpark? What did you do, like, revenues last year, gross annual sales?
I think it ended up being a little over
$100,000. Okay, so like $110,000, mm-hmm. Something like that. $113,000. Okay. And you know, how much money were you looking for? I know you said you got to fix the refrigerator, and do you have to have payroll for that? The driver.
No payroll right now because right now we work directly under the farmer right now, and he pays all the workers right now. It's only when it's harvesting, when we're picking it, now that comes out of mine. But since I'm not nowhere near that right now. We're not going to start picking till October.
Okay. So right now the main priority is fix this refrigerator, correct?
Yes, so I can get that truck running so I can get money coming in.
I got you. How much do you have a estimated cost to fix that, or it's...
That I really don't know. The truth, my husband, he's the expert, and he says that it'd probably be better just to purchase another one than to put all this money. That one, he said, is not like it's a total loss. He says he could use it as a dry vac. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
No, it does, it does. Not
the
refrigeration part, but it's still vacuum sealed.
Right, he just uses it, like, for instance, he was using it yesterday to haul watermelon, and he didn't need
that. There you go. Okay. So how much would a new refrigerator cost you guys?
The truth, I didn't even look it up. I didn't guys.
Oh, don't worry about it. Well, is that the only thing you need, or do you need capital for any other part of your business?
I need a work truck, which I don't have right now. I just want you to know, I have certain things only because we bought them cash. So mm-hmm. I do need a good work truck because it's hard for me to go into the fields, into the farms, and meet up with the farmers and stuff. I don't have the right work truck, and basically it's just that I need to get that refrigerator going so I can send at least, I can have two trucks running right now to bring some income in, and just a work truck. But I don't really care right now. All I want is that if I could get my semi running over the road, you know, stay on the road, then I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Everything else will come into place.
Exactly. This is one at a time. Well, I'm just trying to figure out what the best move here, Veronica, because if you're looking to fix the refrigerator, we're going to do a working capital loan, you know, get you some cash, and then, you know, just pay somebody to fix it, pay down the payments. If you do, like your husband said, maybe you want to save that one, maybe fix it, not sure, use it as a dry vac, and then purchase a new refrigerator. That would fall more under the equipment financing. You know what I understand? Like, one is a cash loan, which, you know, you'd use for just fixing things, this and that, helping out the business. And then the other one is a specified equipment financing loan for a new refrigerator. What do you think is the avenue that you want to go down?
Okay. If I was to do, like, say, a capital loan, only because I have other things I would like to get off my back.
Well, how's your credit, too, first of all?
Okay, my personal credit, I'm trying to build it up again. I think it's at a 720.
Okay.
It's because I've poured all my stuff into this business.
Well, I mean, it's right around average, a little bit above. It's a national average, about 680, 690, so.
The last I checked, I want to say like only 2 weeks ago, it was like 720, but I don't know. I really, that's just, you know, when you have that little report, it's like a soft report.
Yeah.
Monitoring, that's, so I don't know. I don't even know if that's true. One of the things I wanted to know, is there any way that it could be done on just my company, or no, it has to involve me?
No, that's the good thing about these. Well, for the capital, we do take a look at the personal credit. It's more of just like a background, because it is unsecured. You mean no collateral. So, you know, we kind of have to do our homework and kind of see what kind of person you are. So we do look at it, but the loan goes on the business, which is nice. So it won't affect your income debt ratio, you know, anything like that. We just take a look at the personal credit, and it is a soft pull as well. We only do one out of the three reporting agencies, so you have nothing to worry about in that department.
Yeah, because I'm like trying to build that back up, and like I said, I use all my personal stuff to get this thing going, so I'm trying to pay everything back.
Yeah, no.
And I'm just trying to survive here. I mean, I have this is a good business, and everybody needs, you know, transportation. It's just I got to get the right stuff going again.
You're one of about four trucking, you know, you're produce trucking, but, you know, right now I'm currently doing about three or four different trucking deals for trailers, new trucks. So it's, you know, your business is expanding a little bit. And, you know, I also think it's just like the time of the year that everyone's.
I have two other good semis. I just don't have all the stuff for. I don't have the income to say, okay, let me put all the tags, all the endorsements. That can run you up to almost $6,000.
Oh no, yeah, yeah, for sure.
So it's like, dang, I have one that's legal, ready to go. I'd rather just
get that one.
Get that income coming in,
and then fix up the other stuff.
How does this capital? Okay, you said that if it goes, it would be like even payments of per day. I mean, that's like, I don't know nothing about loans.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
The loan I ever had is my semi.
I got you. So, like, this is what I'm trying to explain. If we do the new refrigerator, it would be like your typical car loan. 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments, and, you know, you'd work that off, and you have your piece of equipment, your brand new refrigerator. The capital loan, a little bit different. It's a lot shorter term. It's more like 3 months to 24 months. So naturally, the payments are going to be higher, because if you're, you know, well, honestly, though, if you're fixing up the truck, it's not going to cost you as much as to finance a brand new one. Mm-hmm. See what I mean? So whichever one works out for you more cost effectively. Is probably so. Like, I really need to know if you're looking to get the new refrigerator or looking to just fix the one you have. Because the working capital loan, we get you, it's around 10% of gross annual sales. So I would say ballpark, we'd be able to get you around $9,000-$10,000, and it would be, you know, you'd get that money, you'd have daily or weekly payments, pay off the, or, you know, fix your truck and make the payments until it's all done. Or, and then that only goes until about longest term, 24 months. You'll probably get something more around a year, though, option. So that's your option one. Or option two would be the 2 to 5 year term, and just do a whole, like you did before with the other truck you financed, and just do like a 2 to 5 year term and make monthly payments, which will be larger, but it'll help your cash flow out because you only have to make that payment once a month.
Right.
So it really depends on whether you're looking to get a new refrigerator or whether you're looking to just fix the one you have. And the equipment, though, there's not that 10% kind of threshold we can get as long as it makes sense for the business. And you do have some, you know, decent, you know, slightly above average credit. So that's always nice. And, you know, we can get you, there's no limit on that. If it makes sense, it works, you know, you're getting a good return. We can get you the refrigerator. We can also, you know, apply for the work truck if you want to do that as well. I don't know how, you know, serious you are about bringing that on anytime soon.
And those are the only two loans, right?
We could do working cap. Sometimes get a little bit more, but we can secure it against some of your trucks and stuff that you already own, any of your equipment, if you think 10 grand's not going to be quite enough. It's tough without having a quote in mind for A, the new refrigerator, and also B, how much it would cost to fix it. Because you don't know, if it costs $2,000 to fix the refrigerator, you know, getting the working capital loan is going to be the way to go. We'll get you set up with, like, you know, $5,000 to $10,000, whatever you want. We'll get you approved for the largest amount, longest term, and then you kind of decide what's best for you. You know, so you want to get a little bit less, stretch it out over a little longer, we could do that. Or, like I said, if it's not, it's going to be too much to fix it, if it's like $8,000 to fix and a brand new one is $9,000, and you're just saying, hey, let's go, you know, just get a new one, keep the other one for a dry, I think that would be a better way to go.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and think about this.
Is the refrigerator the only thing, or are we going to try and get the work truck, too? And then you kind of mentioned it, but
yeah,
you want to just do one
really,
at a time?
I need both, but...
How much does your work truck cost you, like, a ballpark? You know, is it just like a pickup truck? You know, you can get one. We do used equipment, too, so that can save you some money on the back end.
I think we've seen one that was used, but it was nice, and it was like $40,000.
Okay.
Yeah, because if I'm going to get something, I'm not going to just get, oh, whatever. If I'm going to be paying it, I might as well just get something that I know that's going to last me, and it's going to...
Mm-hmm.
The terrain, the farm terrain, it'll kill anything. It'll kill any of the cars, so you got to make sure you get a good car, you know, a good truck.
Okay, is that like a Toyota, Ram, Ford?
It has to be a Ford. Either Ford or Chevy. It's the only thing that survives. Nice.
One of those really big guys with the, like, six wheels on it, or not that big?
No, it's a 250. I think it was a 250. It was a good deal. It was actually a good deal, and I know that it'll last me a while. You know, I don't want it, like I said, I want to get something, you know, pay it for 2-3 years, and then that's it. I have to go get another one.
Well, okay, and you know, Veronica, we could always do both too. Like, I do this a lot of times where, you know, you want the work truck, we'll do equipment financing for that, and then we could also get you a little bit of capital on the side, maybe like $5,000-$10,000 to fix up the refrigerator. You can have both, and then the equipment would be on the monthly payment schedule, and the capital would be on a daily or weekly payment, and you know, it works for both of your needs. So how about, I think the game plan for this right now, I'm going to send you everything that I need to get you an approval for both things. I'm going to send you an equipment application, and I want you to do get me a price and a quote for the new refrigerator as well as the truck. We're going to do those two. And then I also want you to, you know, just get a ballpark reference on how much it's going to cost to fix the refrigerator, and I'll also send you a capital application. So if you want to go, you know, let's do fix the refrigerator, we'll finance a new truck, we can do that. Or if you want to do both, financing a new refrigerator and a new truck, we can do that way as well.
Okay.
Perfect.
Good, if you could send that to me.
Perfect. Yeah, it's a short list. It's like an application, some bank statements, and a tax return, and that's pretty much an invoice for the truck's refrigerator. But it's all something you can get together pretty quickly.
Okay.
Do you have a plan B if this doesn't work out? You're just going to try and fix up the...
Yeah, I would have to fix it up. Like, what can
maybe
I do?
Get a credit card or...
Huh?
Put it on a credit card or something.
I already done all that. I'm not gonna... I actually have a mechanic who He works here for us because of all the equipment. And it's just the parts. It would be the parts. Actually, we'll have to hire somebody else because he doesn't really know that. It's going to be, you know, it's going to make me, it's going to, I'm going to be really tight, but it's something I got to do.
Well, we got to get this done right before October.
Yeah, I definitely okay. before October.
All right, so
do you have my email or?
No, I don't. I need to grab that from you real quick.
Okay, it's V. B as in Veronica.
Z V Z as in zebra or
no,
first?
V as in Veronica.
V as in Veronica. Okay, good.
VAD.
AD.
123. At gmail.com.
So I have Veronica Elephant Apple Dog 123 at gmail.com.
Wait, is V E or yep, you got it.
VEAD
123.
Is VERO
EAD.
EAD
123 at gmail.com.
I got you. So VEROEAD. Gotcha. 123 at gmail.com. I'm going to, yeah, I'll send you a short list of things we need. And if you could respond to the email just in case that messed that up or something, it happens every once in a while, or it gets sent to the spam folder. And yeah, I'll give you a call. You want to do something tomorrow around the same time, or give you maybe Thursday?
Yeah,
get all this
me, at least it's a Thursday, that way, because I do, you know, to meet up with people to get me a quote and get everything, if you can at least get
yeah, you could do, things. Perfect, I'll get Thursday around the same time work for you.
Yep, I'll be here.
And that, the 813-633-0391, good?
Correct.
Perfect, all right, take care, Veronica.
Thank you.
Good talking to you, bye-bye.